DICE hat angekündigt, dass das nächste große Update für Battlefield 2042 Season 4 in der kommenden Woche erscheinen wird. Passend dazu hat DICE heute auch die vollständigen Patchnotes zum Battlefield 2042 Update 4.1.0 vor seiner offiziellen Veröffentlichung veröffentlicht und gibt erste Details zum neuen In-Game-Season-Event, neuen Waffen und mehr bekannt. Es ist damit zu rechnen, dass DICE das Update wie gewöhnlich am Dienstag, den 28. März 2023 veröffentlichen wird. Alle Informationen und die Changenotes zum Battlefield 2042 Update 4.1.0 findet ihr nachfolgend. Die Highlights vom großen Update 4.1.0: neue Voltwaffen AEK-971, RPK-74M und MP-443, IBA Panzerplatten Makeover Chat Verbesserungen, Verbesserungen des X6 Infiltrationsgadgets, Verbesserungen der OVP Aufklärungsdrohne, Spezialisten Meisterungsfortschrittsänderungen, neues Season Event, The Leviathan Wakes. Eine spezielle Division hat begonnen, sich zu regen. Das nächste Mid-Season Event steht vor der Tür. Während des Events könnt ihr euch auf brandneuen thematischen Kosmetika freuen, die unter anderem in einem neuen Spielmodus gesammelt werden können. Weitere Details sollen zu Beginn des Events folgen. Neue Waffen. Durch das Update werden neue Tresorwaffen wie AEK-971, RPK-74M und MP-443 eingeführt. IBA Panzerplatten Makeover. In diesem Update überarbeiten wir die Schutzvorteile der Panzerplatte. Die Vorteile des Rüstungsschutzes gelten jetzt nur noch für den Rumpfbereich des Charakters und bieten nicht mehr Schutz für den gesamten Charakter. Das bedeutet, dass jeder Treffer an einem feindlichen Oberkörper, während IBA-Panzerplatten angebracht sind, zuerst zu einem Abzug von der Rüstung des Spielers führt, und sobald sie aufgebraucht ist, wird Schaden auf die Lebenspunkte des Charakters folgen. Chat-Verbesserungen: wir haben ein neues und verbessertes Design hinzugefügt, das zu einem weniger überladenen Erlebnis führt. Weitere Verbesserungen umfassen: Entkopplung der Hintergrundopazität, die es jetzt ermöglicht, dass der Text sichtbar bleibt, während die Opazität des Hintergrunds verringert wird. Die Hintergrunddeckkraft des Chatfensters wurde entkoppelt. Wenn die Deckkraft auf unter 20% eingestellt ist, leuchtet der Text im Chat jetzt. Die Farbformatierung wurde angepasst. Battlefield 2042 Changelog Update Raute 4.1.0. General- und Gameplay Improvements. As indicated above, IBA Armor Plates will now exclusively provide protection to the chest area of your specialist. Your limbs and head area will remain unprotected. Increased XP earned when feedback when destroying an enemy EOD boot you now earn objective fortified XP for placing gadgets such as ammo crates, Claymore Mines, etc. in a friendly objective area. You now earn objective revive XP when reviving a teammate inside an objective area. In breakthrough resolved an animation issue that would break while crawling in prone with a throwable gadget in hand. Fixed an issue that prevented grenades from being able to be thrown through a window on renewal at E2. Fixed an issue that would cause inconsistent melee damage to occur when dragging the mouse in any direction just before the hit occurred. Meleeing an enemy who is on a ladder will now deal the same damage as the standard melee attack at a rate of 50 damage. Reduced the traversal sprint delay when barging through doors. You will now be able to barge through doors whilst sliding. Fixed an issue that would cause traversal sprint to become broken upon quickly exiting a vehicle. Fixed an issue that would sometimes result in sliding to gain unintended acceleration. Fixed an issue that caused a small amount of unwanted camera shake after performing a low vault. Smoothed out the animation of vaulting to reduce a popping sensation that occurs at the end. Improved the animations of the recoilless M5G-84 TGM. The default weapon for engineer has now moved from the 7 Deutsche Mark towards the LCMG to appropriately synergize with the weapon proficiency. Dev comment: in order for this change to take place, any engineer that had a 7 Deutsche Mark equipped will find that their loadout has changed to the LCMG. Specialist Mastery Improvements. Adjusted Sundance's Mastery Requirement from 30 to 20 kills and assists with the Smart Explosives. Adjusted Crawford's Mastery Requirement from 50 to 30 kills and assists with the Mounted Vulcan. Adjusted Sainz's Mastery Requirement from 50 to 30 kills and assists with the XM370A. Updated Liz, Mastery requirement from 10 vehicles destroyed with the G-84 TGM to 10 kills when destroying vehicles with the G-84 TGM updated. DOSA's mastery requirement from 20 kills with the SOB-8 ballistic shield to 40 close distance kills to allow for a more varied playstyle with DOSA, but still making sure he gets up close and personal. Audio. HDR audio overhaul to create a higher dynamic range in the mix will have made some gearbox tweaks to the EBLC RAM to minimize shifting going uphills. This will help with repetitive audio being heard, fixed an issue where a bus sound could be heard after using a sniper scope, improved the audio that plays when various vehicle projectiles are flying by you, such as air-to-ground missiles, 40mm and 30mm cannons, kinetic grenade pods and more. It is worth noting that you'll mostly benefit from this experience if you are dodging such projectiles. If you're not, well, seek a support specialist. The update airburst distance sound will now appropriately trigger in accordance to the visuals and range displayed within the UI. The repair tool should now be more audible whilst in the MV-38 Condor. Improved the audio feedback when you become stuck with a projectile from the SPH explosive launcher. Fixed an issue where javelins lock on sound or engine sound doesn't trigger. Fixed an issue where javelins projectile sound doesn't trigger. Gadgets. Updated the tutorial video of the FGM-148 Javelin. Updated EMP grenades description to more accurately reflect its updated damage mode. Tooltips have been added for the defibrillator on Battlefield. Portal melee weapons from Battlefield 2042 will now be listed within Battlefield. Portal smoke grenades now explode underwater. Sorry Penguins fixed an issue that caused the BF3SOFLAM to not be accessible after being deployed. Friendly claymores are now displayed on the minimap. The repair tool animation will no longer persist when switching to another gadget. The tracer dart can no longer lock on full large environmental objects. The tracer dart now allows friendlies to lock onto stealth helicopters even when they are in stealth mode. FXM-33 Stinger UI now animates when locking onto an enemy Nightbird that's designated by a friendly tracer dart. M18 Claymore sensor can no longer be triggered by enemies under its radius. M18 Claymore icons now flash while looking at them. In some cases players were able to pick up M18 Claymores for solid objects. This should no longer happen. Players are now notified via the correct icon while a ranger is hacked or under the effect of EMP. Fixed an issue that caused the FXM-33 Stinger to no deal damage to soldiers that had been designated by a tracer dart. Temporarily disabled the ability to defuse rash MCOM stations with the EOD boat. This functionality will be re-enabled in a future update. Specialists. Angel. Angel does it again. As his loadout crate can't be called in on top of vehicles, Angel's loadout crate can no longer be placed on bushes. Try doing that one again. Blasco. Fixed an issue that caused the X6 infiltration device to not show in the restriction section of the portal builder. Fixed an issue that would cause Blasco to use misleading voice lines when pinging a threat at long distances. The radius on the X6 infiltration device should now display correctly while the big map is open. Casper. Casper's OVP Recon drone now deals damage to claymores, C5, anti-tank grenades, and proximity sensors. Casper's OVP Recon drone can now EMP the deployable spawn beacon from the EBLC RAM. DOSA. Damage numbers will now take DOSA's 50% damage reduction against explosives into account. Falk. It's no longer possible to heal Ranger by the S21 Syrette pistol. Irish. Irish, APS-36 Shootdown Sentinel now intercepts the Ghostmaker R10, S explosive bolt, improved the consistency of the interaction prompt on Irish's DC-2 deployable cover. Zane, the XM370A range counter should no longer become stuck at null while in a vehicle. Weapons, fixed an issue that caused the wrong icon to appear in the portal web builder for the AC9. Fixed an issue where dropped weapons would be difficult to pick up after a player died whilst they were prone. Fixed an issue where the wrong kill card information would be displayed after killing an enemy with any mass Unterbarrel fixed an issue where the MTR 21 briefly clips with the camera when aiming down sights in crouch after switching from the smoke grenade launcher fixed an issue where players could sometimes get stuck in a melee attack loop while repeated LY pressing both melee attack and weapon fire at the same time. M240B now has the correct headshot multiplier of 2x fixed an issue that would cause magazines to disappear while using certain attachment combinations. When sprinting A91 no longer has incorrect sprint settings applied fixed an issue that would cause a flickering dot to be visible on the AC9 Cobra side fixed an issue where scopes were disabling other distortion effects even when not acing shooting with the RM68 will now display you on the minimap when using non-suppressor barrels Cobra side vertical crosshair no longer disappears during ads when customized on SVD in Type 88 LMG fixed an issue where the reload SFX on the RPT-31 would not play as intended. Improved consistency of the VCAR weapon icon intended magazine size of 30 bullets is now shown for AC9 subsonic in collection. TAB sniper rifles now have a dispersion penalty while moving. Vehicles. Fixed an issue which would cause open SEAT blast damage to be improperly applied. Fixed an issue that would cause the overheat crosshair to grow in size when swapping between primary and secondary weapons. RVS on MAV with 50mm cannons now use the correct crosshair grenades that have already detonated. Such as incendiary and smoke are no longer intercepted by vehicle AMP systems. Fixed an issue that would result in the rotors of Battlefield 3 air vehicles not displayed. Playing correctly rocket lock-ons will now immediately go away from a vehicle that had SOFLAM lock-ons active and the vehicle was below radar. RVS on the LATV-4 are now colored more appropriately to its base color. CAV brawler. Player legs should no longer stick out of the vehicle while crouched in the open. SEATs of the CAV brawler gadgets can no longer be deployed under the CAV brawler. Only disabled abilities are now grayed out in the inventory while crouching in the CAV brawler open SEAT.